February 15, the Day of Atonement. The life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement by the life. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. When God rescued the Israelites from Egypt, their redemption led to a relationship with Him. Living under God's rule, the people enjoyed His presence in the tabernacle. But from the very beginning, the Israelites could not keep the law of God. This introduced a dilemma. How could a holy God live with a sinful people? On a specific day of each year, the Day of Atonement, the high priest of Israel was instructed by God to enter the most holy place, the place in the tabernacle where God's presence dwelled, to offer sacrifices for the people's sins. The high priest would take two unblemished goats. The first he would sacrifice as a sin offering for the people, and then sprinkle its blood on the atonement cover, also known as the mercy seat. The Israelites deserved death for their sin, but God graciously provided this goat as a substitute to die in their place. The people could live because the animal had died, and the result of that atonement was seen in what happened to the second goat. The priest would place his hands on its head, confess the people's sins over it, and then drive it out far into the wilderness. The high priest was then able to appear before the people, saying in effect, "Your sins are atoned for. The blood has been shed, and by the shedding of blood there is remission for sin. The other goat I have driven out into the wilderness, and in the same way you need not be concerned about your sins anymore, nor bear them as a burden on your back." In a very specific way, God was establishing this essential truth. He is willing to do what is necessary to bring sinful people into His presence. Since His people were, and still are, unruly, He had to provide a sacrifice for their sinfulness, allowing them to approach Him based on the actions of another. And each sacrifice pointed beyond itself to the perfect sacrifice that Christ would offer by His death on the cross, dealing with sin once and for all. As a result, we can enjoy utter confidence before God. But this confidence is not in ourselves. Rather, we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that He opened for us through the curtain, that is, through His flesh. When you are tempted to vacillate, doubt, and look at your own works as the basis of assurance, remember those two goats, both pointing you to the work of Jesus on the cross. Your sin has been paid for, and your sin has been removed. Your performance neither adds to nor detracts from your status before our holy God. Here is where you find your confidence. Upon a life I have not lived, upon a death I did not die, another's life, another's death, I stake my whole eternity.
Devotional material is taken from the Truth for Life Daily Devotional, copyright Alistair Begg. It's published by the Good Book Company. This reading was digitally created by Truth for Life and is used with permission. For more clear, relevant Bible teaching, visit truthforlife.org.